It's like you start everything off. Meth.
Yeah, that should be the beginning of the whole fucking podcast. First thing they hear is meth. Oh my god. All right. Goddess is daddy. So how's that sound?
How does that sound?
That sound pretty good?
Sounds pretty good.
Seriously, can you hear it?
I can hear it. Not for I can hear it.
So why did the zombie become a mortician?
Because he was mortified.
No, to put food on the table. It's so corny. It's beautiful.
I get that one, though. You know, you come with some real outlandish ones sometimes. That one actually makes sense.
That's a good one, right?
I like that one.
Yo, what up, Pete? Silly listeners, welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously. Yo, the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit.
Emmy.
Who are you?
Amber's boo-thang.
Shit. That is disgusting. That's my cousin Mello.
Yeah, cousin Mello.
From the tea kettle.
Most
Yo, you're where comedy can meet any topic that we discuss. So shout out to all of my listeners, my OG listeners, and my newbies.
Definitely.
Boom. Okay, so it's a new podcast episode. You ready?
I'm so ready.
I got something for you. I hope you guys enjoyed my bonus mini-sode last week, by the way. If you missed it, well, too bad because I deleted it.
I got a confession first.
I'm just kidding. I didn't delete it. What is it?
So you know what I like to do?
What?
The next day prior, as I wake up and I'm driving to work, I like to listen to the podcast.
What podcast?
This podcast.
Oh, my podcast. Oh, I was like, well, which one, bitch?
So, you know, like, I go through my, I have, like, a set of things that I do. So, my first podcast I listen to was in the shower. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I do the same thing.
And that's when I'm listening to the news and, like, the current events. And mm-hmm. then when I'm driving to work, I listen to the podcast.
Well, do you like it?
I love it.
Oh, that's
and,
great.
You know, it's very inspirational. And that's what actually had me start my podcast.
Oh.
So just, you know, a little pat on your back.
I inspired creativity.
I don't like to tell you because you're not worthy of my praise, but still give you the glory.
Well, I thank you so much. Nah, thank you welcome. For recognizing my glory.
Most definitely. Go ahead. Let's start the
show. So today, I've got some Halloween type stuff for ya. And it's actually been kind of a long time since we've done some paranormal content on this pod.
Too. I brought you some scary stories and some horns.
Oh, for real?
What do you have?
Oh, I got a lot of shit. Yeah. And 'tis the season to be creepy. But before we get to the creepy, do me a favor and help this podcast grow by giving a 5-star and written review on whatever podcast platform that you're listening to. Hook up your Audible boo thing with the opportunity to earn more listeners. Your reviews do a lot more than you think for our podcast.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? Speaking of which, stay tuned towards the end because I will be reading another new review that we got. I'm really excited to share with you guys. Every time I get one and it's a positive one and there's 5 stars attached to that bad boy, it makes you feel so good as a creator. It
makes you feel like it's worth what you're doing.
Yeah. It makes you want feel like you can keep going sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Feels great.
You better keep going.
Yeah. Keep doing it.
Keep going.
Do it.
Do it.
If you haven't already, make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast and download some episodes so you can chill with me without needing some Wi-Fi or data. Oh, and don't forget to check out the podcast Instagram page and Twitter at It's Pro Silly. All that info is down in the show notes. Let's go ahead and get to the show here. Agnes, what are you doing?
Oh, Ruth, stop it.
Yeah, what the fuck are we doing? Oh my god. We are back. The first thing I want to do is start this episode, and this is part one, because we're going to do some more Halloween-type content next Friday as well.
Well,
so
that'll be closer to Halloween. It makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Some, you know, some fun, creepy shit.
We'll probably, like, sacrifice White Boy Trent on live podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
Oh, my God.
Did you see Trent's face?
Yeah, his dog was like, wait a damn minute.
Hey, what?
Hold on a second.
Yeah, you got a weak bitch.
No, we shouldn't sacrifice animals or children. We're joking, clearly. Okay, so
I'm so serious.
So one thing that I want to talk to you about, Mello, is you remember when we were in the backyard, we looked up at the sky mm-hmm. and we saw like the little lights, like spaceships or whatever the fuck.
Ooh, wow.
The UFOs.
What are you bringing that up for?
Well, 'tis the season, my friends. And I want to share with people that Chris and I think that we may have actually saw some alien spaceships. That was like, what, last summer?
Well, that was my first time with you. But I've seen things out there previously that everybody just was just like, nom, nom, nom. I even have one on video, but, you know.
Well, I didn't know that you had another sighting. You never said anything.
You weren't living here.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, recently.
No.
Because, yeah, it's like, we've seen a few of them where they just kind of float up there.
You were in California at the time.
I was in California. Oh, okay. Well, I've seen some weird shit out there, too, man.
I believe it.
Oh, my God. And not just in the sky, man. But some nowadays, weird shit on the streets out there.
You know, nowadays, it's like, they'll say it's a weather balloon. They'll say it's, you know, research. They'll say right. It's Elon Musk. It's
the Air Force.
You know, it's just like, you know.
It's a Tesla transformer. Whatever.
I don't understand it anymore. So I just kind of just look up now and just record.
I mean, that's pretty much what everyone's doing.
Because, like, I've seen things, like, just disappear. Like, they've just, like, shot off and just disappeared. And I'd be like, okay, now that was a UFO. As opposed to something that might just be up there that I'm just like, okay, what's that? That I would more think of the government. That makes sense?
Yeah.
But something that just looks oblong and just looks like it defies gravity, I know it doesn't come from here.
Well, the crazy thing for me, that night, what we saw, like, it. Okay, guys, everyone listening, imagine this. We're outside. It's dark. I don't know. It was like after 9 o'clock or something
like that.
Most
definitely was after 9.
It was pretty late.
It was late. It was actually.
But wait, didn't we see it during the day too?
So, my experience before, I saw them around 3 a.m. and they lasted until about 7 a.m.
Okay.
So, it was actually a very, 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 very long time.
That's what I was trying to remember, because I remember seeing it during the day and I also remember seeing it at night too, because it was in the same spot for like almost 24 hours. Uh-huh. And I'd never seen, because at first I thought it was like one of those big towers for the airplanes.
No.
So that you know that they're going too low, but that's not what it was.
No.
And it also was like multiple colors.
Right. And that's the thing about me.
It's like, it's like a flying disco ball.
It's like, exactly. And like,
yeah.
Not saying we don't have anything like that, but standard aerial aircraft have just like the navigation.
Yeah, I don't know about no disco ball aerial aircrafts, man. That's not.
But this is what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
So you're right.
But we do live around a lot of private owned
airports and airfields out here.
And so
yeah.
A lot of these rich motherfuckers might just trick out their goddamn plane. Who do we know? You know what I mean?
Just to let you know, we are adjacent to the rich people. We're not rich.
She's lying.
I wish.
We live on a lake.
No, we don't. It's a reservoir.
It's a large body of water. And people go and commune there. Do you understand?
It's just like a little walkway, trailway thing. It's not even that big.
It's beautiful.
I mean, wish you yeah.
See, you're such a pessimist.
No, it's just, I don't even go over there.
You don't.
When did you go over there?
I go there all the time.
So you just be going to places without me?
I walk.
Are you walking?
No, you don't.
Not here.
Clearly.
Yeah, bitch. I walk all fucking day. I'd be
now,
tired.
Anyway, that's
Amber.
Sorry.
Yeah. Aliens exist. Okay, so let me know on the It's Pro Silly Twitter or the Facebook group, the Professional Silly Pod group. Do you believe in aliens? Have you ever had any experiences? Have you ever spotted anything? Were you probed?
What do you see? Where did they take you?
Tell us about your experience.
Where did they insert the probe?
Why'd you say it? Where do they insert the probe?
These are the stories of the taken.
These are the times we all wish for.
The moments when less means so much more.
I was wondering if you were going to pick up on that. Yes. If you get that, yo, you black. All right. So let's go on to the next one here. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, so I got something else for you.
What you got?
You watch YouTube videos, yeah. You know, like everybody does, you know.
Just watching.
Have you come across any of the paranormal genre YouTube videos where they're playing, like, games, like paranormal games?
No.
Oh, you haven't seen that?
No, what I've been seeing is everything else.
But yeah, they have like these videos on YouTube. I've actually seen a few of them. And there are some like, you know, games like Bloody Mary. Then there's a Charlie thing.
Really?
And then there's like a few other interesting paranormal games that people play that you dare not do because you
dare
could be
not
releasing a demon into your home.
I have a Ouija board. You want to play?
No, bitch. Why would you? Why? No.
I bought it on Amazon. I figured you'd be the
Wait,
one.
Are you serious? There's one in the house? What is wrong with you?
What do you think came today? It's real heavy.
Are you fucking serious? Why is it? No, you need to bury it or something.
I'm going to surprise you.
No, I'm not. I don't. But are you serious?
Yeah.
No.
It's just a game.
No. No. Game. I don't fuck with Ouija boards. Mello, you've lost your mind. You know this. I say it all the time. Okay, I don't fuck with Ouija boards.
I really have a confession. It's not a Ouija board, though.
What is it?
It's a box.
What is that? You did not get a Dybbuk box.
I got a Dybbuk box.
You did not.
I did.
I'm going to punch you so hard in the neck.
We're going to do a paranormal activity video with the box. It's my surprise for Halloween.
Oh my God.
She's over here crying.
Oh, I'm fucking terrified. What is wrong with you, Mom?
I just said, fuck it. Let's find out if it's real, you know?
We're not opening it in the house.
Why not?
Because you can release something in the house, you idiot.
Nothing in it.
Bro, I don't know about you guys listening right now, but if you have never seen any Dybbuk box videos on YouTube, yes, I understand there are a lot of fake ones out there, but I believe in some of that shit. I don't fuck with it. A Dybbuk box is pretty much a haunted box. What they do is they put people's possessions inside of it to capture spirits or even demons, like a lock of hair, a photo, a necklace, whatever. And then they seal the box. It's a wooden box. They seal it with candle wax, like melted candle wax, and a prayer or a...
That makes it airtight.
Yeah, it makes it airtight. Nothing can get out. But the moment you open up the Dybbuk box, you are releasing whatever was captured inside of it. And something was put... It was a reason that it was put in there.
And wax sealed.
Yes, it is sealed with wax with like a prayer or some sort of, I don't know, dude, voodoo shit. I don't know. I just don't fuck with Ouija boards. And I don't fuck with Dybbuk boxes. And if you're being serious, that shit is not going to be opened up in this fucking house.
Whatever.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing.
Have you don't know what you just did.
Just thought you were down with the get down.
Oh, not inside my house.
No.
Why do you want to bring demons in the house?
Why not?
What is wrong with you? What about mom and dad?
What about you people? I'm here to usher in the new world order. No, I'm joking.
Dude, I'm so fucking serious right now.
I didn't know that a Dybbuk box.
You little bitch. You little bitch.
I had you fooled, though.
You mean to tell me I just went through all of that for no reason?
That's a Ouija board, though.
What the fuck is going on, Chris?
I love to see your face like this. This is great. You're really nervous. This is the girl that goes and just does everything. You're really nervous.
Because, man, I don't fuck with Ouija boards. What is the truth?
It's a phone book from Verizon. It's a phone book from Verizon.
What is wrong with you?
A pair of shoes from
Oh my God.
Hey, it could be anything.
I ain't saying shit.
Thank you.
No, I'm going to say it, but I'm edited out.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
May not.
I'd rather have Oh my God. So 5 minutes into this next segment, there is a paranormal game that I want to tell you about.
Okay.
And it's called the Closet Game.
Is that like some Bloody Mary shit?
Kind of.
I like the sound of this.
It's kind of like Bloody Mary shit.
I like the sound of this.
All right, so the Closet Games. So what the fuck is wrong with you? You're so creepy.
No, I'm not. But you really thought that I had a Ouija board and a Dybbuk box. I like that. Like,
that just means you're a good liar.
You think I'm that crazy, though?
Yes.
You think I would order those things?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Especially not the Dybbuk box.
Mello, you do things all the time that I don't fucking understand. So you believe in things that I don't fucking understand. So there is, it's always a possibility that you're going to do some wild, crazy shit.
Now, that's a factor. Yeah.
Because you don't even give a fuck about what happens. You just do shit.
Let's just do it and see what happens.
Exactly. So, yes, I fucking believe that you bought both of them demon things up into this house. All right. So, the closet game.
Well.
Its solo purpose of the closet game is to summon a demon into your home.
What?
Yeah, that's the whole sole purpose. So,
but you're mad at me.
No, I'm not saying we're playing it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just telling you about
it. Okay, because I was going
to
say.
The fuck? We're not doing this.
I was getting ready to say, hold on, bitch, but you're mad at me.
So to play, what you do is you stand in your closet with an unlit match and utter the phrase, show me the light or leave me in the darkness.
Mm-mm.
Now, at this point, you should hear like a faint whisper, you know what I'm saying? Like right next to your ear. And as soon as you hear it, what you're supposed to do is light the match as quickly as you can, the match in your hand, and open the closet door and slowly step out into the room. If you fail lighting the match in time before the demon can get to you, it's going to pull you into the pit of darkness forever. So you might want to make sure you light your match before the demon gets you.
That sounds so stupid.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Because if you fail, now your closet is haunted by a demon. And it's recommended from now on that you never look inside your closet without light. It's also rumored that if by chance you leave your closet door open at night, you'll see the demon watching you from inside with red eyes that glow.
That's like not matches. Cool because my closet is haunted already. The door opens by its fucking self and I don't know what the fuck is in there looking at me with what color eyes.
Well, I guess we'll find out soon because Mello and I actually finally did a paranormal investigation in the house. I have not gone through.
Oh my God, I'm kind of scared about
that. What the fuck was that?
Your cat.
Oh shit.
And white boy Trent. Well, you're having a whole moment back here. This is what happens when you bring your kids to work.
So stay tuned to the Paranormal Blacktivity channel. There's going to be some interesting things going on there. But yo, shout out to the occultmuseum.com for sharing the information about the closet game. Is that you want to play?
That is no.
Now you know how I've just felt with the whole Ouija board
shit. I'd rather go to Oakland Cemetery and go into a mausoleum and play fucking Bloody Mary.
What? No.
Right.
Supposed to play that that's in the bathroom with a mirror.
No. It's going to a mausoleum.
Do they have mirrors? She needs to be, a mirror has to be involved.
She's got a cell phone with a reflection. All you need is a reflection.
Will that work? Yeah. Oh, okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can play Bloody Mary anywhere you want. Thanks, technology.
You know what? What about Candyman? How you feel about Candyman? You're not scared of that game, are you?
It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
I know, that's right. Come on, Tea Kettle listeners. Let's play Candyman.
All right, so I went to, keeping in with the Halloween theme of this episode, I went to one of my favorite websites, thesmokinggun.com. I love that website.
I do too.
So this one, we got ourselves a twofer in this one. The title that caught my eye was, oh, the pie's ready.
My cake is ready.
So the title is, I Hate You.
I hate me too.
The bloopers are going to be ridiculous.
This makes no sense. Why is this happening?
It never goes
on. I just put it in silent and it's
this is why.
Anyway.
Why my editing takes 8 hours. So the title that caught my eye was Louisiana Man Tells Cops That a Ghost Planted Meth on Him. Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Take that in. Imagine telling the police a ghost planted meth on you.
So let me say this. They have stories of people telling that ghosts are the reasons why, you know, people are disappearing.
There's a lot of reasons people are disappearing.
So, I mean,
I think meth is a big reason.
Is it too far-fetched to say maybe, you know, the ghost put meth on me?
Yes. It's very too far. It's actually kind of stupid.
What if?
No.
What if I was a junkie with, like, my favorite junkie person and, like, they had an OD and then, like, you know, they came back to haunt me and put meth in my possession?
I feel like when you die, even as a junkie, you don't want drugs anymore because you're dead and now you feel the embrace of not needing it anymore. Unless they're trying to kill you so you can join them.
Actually,
But then they're going to go to hell.
So I actually know, heard that hell's like just like a loop. Like you're just, you know, living the same shit over.
You know what I like? Like when I compare like heaven and hell and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what two TV shows that I hope that they're kind of like?
What's that?
Okay, so the show Lucifer and the show The Good Place.
Never saw either one of those.
Wow, that's a lot. They're really great shows.
Really?
But yeah. Yeah, Lucifer is when the devil comes down to LA and lives down here for a while and starts fucking around with humans, and it's great.
So that would be hell.
And he also works with a detective and they solve crimes.
The devil. Did you see that?
No, I didn't know what you were looking at.
Never mind.
What the fuck? Nothing. It's a great show. Now, The Good Place,
yeah,
that stars Kristen Bell. I fucking love her. Oh, and what's that dude's name from Cheers? Fucking...
Ted Danson?
Yes, thank you. Ted Danson. He's in it too. I love him. Anyways, their idea of The Good Place or whatever, or The Bad Place, they call it, like in life, you collect a bunch of points judged by the things that you've done or haven't done.
Hmm.
And if your good points outweigh your bad points, and there's a really good chance that you can get into The Good Place. And The Good Place, like everything is made for you. Get a house in this dope neighborhood, and the house is decorated to look like your dream home. Like everything that you love, mm-hmm. it's there. There's like endless shrimp, and then there's like activity days where you can fly and like all kinds of random shit. But if you go to The Bad Place, it's not so great.
What's that like?
Well, to be honest with you, the whole premise of the show was that The Good Place wasn't real. It was just an experiment.
Well, what's The Bad Place like?
I'm trying to remember. Anyways, this is a great show. Check out The Good Place. Because every time I think about it,
shit.
I go back to hell on the show Lucifer. So I'm getting my shows mixed up. And that's why I'm
what was that about? Remember.
Now, Lucifer was like this British dude. He took over like a British dude's body mm-hmm. or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes right from hell because he wants a break. He's tired of fucking like torturing everybody for eternity. He's like, fuck it. I want to go to L.A. So he goes to L.A. And then he goes by Lucifer Morningstar. It's actually a show I think you would like. And then he falls in love with like this detective who has like a kid named Trixie, and it's like a whole thing. They're solving crimes together, and it's really great. And then he has like these cool angel wings, and he goes through like these emotional conquests of, you know, is he really bad or is he really good? And he really hates his dad, and his dad is, you know, God.
Oh God.
Yeah, God, yeah. God is his daddy. So that sounded weird to say. God is his daddy. So, you know, then his brothers and sisters like a mini deal, and the rest of them are all trying to get him to come back to hell and rule because hell has gone crazy because there's no one down there. And then his mom, who also helped create Earth. It was like, you know, create the universe, excuse me. It's a great show. Like me describing it to you does not give it the benefits. Like, this got great actors, great characters, great writing. It's very funny. It's very thrilling. And it's just plain fun.
Lucifer.
Yeah, Lucifer.
I'm gonna look into that.
Yeah, it's on, because it was on Fox, and then Fox canceled it because they're dumb. Why? They canceled it. Because Fox cancels fucking everything. You know that. But then Netflix picked it up and gave it 2 more seasons.
So it thrived.
Yeah, so, okay. Yeah, it's on Netflix. That's where I finished the whole, I kind of binged it a few months ago. It's great. Anywho, so, meth. Back to meth. So it says here on thesmokinggun.com, after police found methamphetamine in plain view on a nightstand in his home, Louisiana man claimed that a ghost had placed narcotics in his residence, and that's according to the arrest report. Now, responding to a reported stabbing, sheriff's deputies early yesterday, this is like 2018, so this isn't recent, early yesterday encountered Michael Attenberry at, he's 59 years old, at the door of his West Monroe residence, Altonberry. So this is him right here. You see him?
Looks like he's from Texas.
It's funny because if you cover half his face, he looks like Nelson from Home Improvement. Howdy, neighbor. You know that dude?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that his name? No, that wasn't his name. Who the fuck is Nelson? What was the dude's name on Home Improvement? The neighbor. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. Was it Nelson?
I got Mandela effect going on. God, I was going to say his name was fucking Ray.
And it's funny because I know everyone listening right now is like, it's this, you stupid bitch.
Is his name Thomas?
No, not Thomas. Son, I just had a complete, what is his, Humphrey, no?
Who the fuck is Humphrey, bitch?
Who is Nelson? Maybe it is Nelson.
It's not Nelson.
It's not?
Why would it be Nelson?
Hi-ho, neighbor.
Wait, is Nelson on Seinfeld? What was the mailman's name?
Okay. Okay. Who are the, you're not going to even believe me if I tell you what his name is.
What?
You'll never guess what his name was.
Oh, I know it though.
No, you don't.
From Home Improvement.
Mm-hmm. His name was Earl.
No. What they called him on the show.
Earl?
No, that wasn't it.
Hi-ho, neighbor.
On Home Improvement, the neighbor's name
was Earl.
No, dude. They didn't say, hey, Earl. They never said that on Home Improvement.
Oh, his name was Wilson.
Wilson! Yo. Oh, did you hear that sigh of relief? Like my brain was exploding.
Wait a minute. That is Wilson, bitch.
Oh my God, he looks just like him. Yo. Yo, but who's Nelson?
You're crazy.
Yo, look up the dude on Seinfeld, the post office man. Was that Nelson? He would be like, Jerry. And he'd be like, Nelson. No, wait, that's not right. Benjamin. What's his name? Peterson. Guys, what was the Seinfeld mailman? Newman!
Hello, Mr. Seinfeld.
Hello, Newman.
Hello, Newman.
Hello, Jerry.
Newman.
Yeah, that shit took me 20 minutes to figure out.
We went through A to W.
Oh my God. Y'all, I am crying right now. I can't breathe. That's funny as fuck. Oh my God.
Oh. Died.
Right. Shit. Damn it. That was funny as fuck. All right. So, meth. Why can I get
Why
to the story?
Back here?
Oh my God. Deputies quickly determined that he had not claimed. Wait, hold on. What? Okay, there we go. So, yeah.
Meth. That's how you start everything off. Meth.
Yeah, that should be the beginning of the whole fucking podcast. First thing they hear is meth. Oh my God. All right, so deputies quickly determined that Michael had not, as he claimed in a 911 call, been stabbed on the head by an axe. That's a quote. Stabbed on
stabbed
the head.
On the head.
By an axe.
Not in the head, but on the head.
On the head.
So that means it grazed him.
Probably, I guess. Now, nowhere inside, they didn't find any intruders inside his home.
What?
And while making sure that Michael's residence was clear, a deputy spotted in plain view on the nightstand of an open brown paper containing approximately 1 gram of suspected methamphetamine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So a subsequent search of Michael's place yielded a pill bottle containing another gram of meth. So we're up to 2 grams now.
Damn.
It's a lot of meth. So he surmised that a ghost or intruders placed the meth on him and were exiting the home through a nearby window. Which was not accurate, investigators noted. So he was arrested on a felony narcotics possession charge and a misdemeanor criminal mischief count. And he was being held in, Ouachita Paris jail. I don't think I said that right at all.
Where's that?
Right there.
Oh.
Wah!
No, it's Ouachita.
Ouachita.
Ouachita Paris jail.
Well, he's got a $5,000 bond. I'm sure he's out by
now. Which should only be $500, technically.
Yeah.
With the 10%.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. So then we have an update, and this is like the very next year. Mm-hmm. And it says, this is the new title of this article. Mm-hmm. Man admits ghost did not plant meth in his home. Court records show. So you mean to tell me the spirits did not plant meth in your home?
So did they or didn't Sugar. They, buddy? What's going on here?
Why are you telling these lies?
Yeah.
He's not a beautiful liar at all.
Listen up, see? We're not going to be sitting here doing this, see? You're going to come here and tell the truth, see?
So it says here, and this, I'm not going to read the whole thing because it pretty much recaps what I just shared with you before. But it just says here that he eventually admitted that he was responsible pretty much for the drugs being in his residence. So Michael, I guess he had a heart. He felt bad about lying about one, being stabbed on the head, mm-hmm. and two, that meth was there by the spirit. So that's great. So, however, he was sentenced to serve 6 months of hard labor after he pled guilty of the felony drug charge. So that's what's going on there. And he apparently, no, I know you're going to be shocked here, but he does have a lengthy rap sheet, which includes, shocker, prior drug callers. Oh my God. Mm. So this was not his first time.
It's time to lock him, throw him away and lock away the key.
Lock him and throw away the key?
Throw him away and lock away the key.
All right. We'll go with that.
Because clearly when you lock him away and throw away the key, it never works. Ah. Don't you see it?
It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Ah.
Nailed it. All right. So I want you to guess what are the top 5 scary movies of all time. Top 5. I'm curious as if you're going to get it.
Let's see.
Top 5.
Resident Evil?
No.
Night of the Living Dead.
No.
Poltergeist.
No. You're horrible at this.
You know what, bitch?
Why are you so bad?
Scary movies. Halloween.
Yes. The 1978. Wasn't
nothing scary about that shit. See what I'm saying? Where first are you getting your information from?
First of all.
There's nothing scary about a man walking around in a mask.
What? That's everything.
There's nothing scary about a man walking around in a mask with a knife.
There's a reason Halloween has been around since the fucking 70s. It's a classic. It's great. It's fun. It's thrilling. It's predictable. Scary. It's terrifying.
At least you know it's a real person as opposed to something dead chasing you, wielding a mask and a knife.
Well, according to studyfinds.org, Halloween is actually number 2 on the list.
Mm-hmm. So I got that one. Okay. Freddy?
Nope.
I'm glad.
Yeah, Freddy's a bitch. You already know how I feel about that.
Even if he was, you would have took him off.
Man, my nigga, like, what the fuck? Like, come get me after I get my 8 hours. Why you gotta attack me when I'm unconscious in my dreams? Like, that's a bitch move.
What about arachnophobia?
That's a good one, but no.
That shit was scary.
It was, but only scary if you're terrified of spiders, which we are.
That shit movie was horrible.
Yeah, my God.
Ugh. Chucky?
No. I'm going to go ahead and tell you.
The others.
No.
Hold on.
I can hear you guys guessing it right now.
I got one for you.
All right.
The Gate.
No.
Okay, hold on. Gremlins.
You know, when I was a kid, that did scare me. But now, as an adult, I rewatch it. I'm like, really? I'm terrified.
Hellraiser?
Nope.
Tales from the Crypt?
No.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
So, number 5.
Wait!
I mean, the segment can't be that fucking long.
I know.
The last ones were 15 minutes.
Vampire.
No.
Interview with the Vampire.
No.
Dracula.
No.
Nosferatu.
No. So, number 5 is It Follows. What? In 2014. And this is the It.
What?
Yeah, the It.
A movie about a fucking STD?
No, bitch. It the follows. Fucking clown.
It Follows?
It.
It?
Yes, this is the one in 2014. It.
People were really afraid of that?
Drink every time I say it.
People were really afraid of that?
This is number 5. 5 being the top 5, 1 being the best one. Number 4, The Shining, 1980.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man. Some people really like, you know, creepy hotel. First of all, it's based off an actual...
I know, I saw it.
It's amazing. What are you talking about?
But who are they asking these questions to? Because those movies aren't Studies scary.
Fine.
They're not scary.
Yes, they are.
It's not.
Yeah, especially for its time. My God. Paranormal Activity, the first one in 2007.
Now that shit.
Right? Took That's number
over.
Three.
That shit took over.
The reason I think that movie did so well is because it didn't use gore and all that other stuff. It allowed the viewer to use their own imagination to freak them out. There was jump scares and loud music, and then it was really silent, so you knew something was going to happen when it got real quiet. Mm-hmm. It was just like, boom! You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. So, yeah. All right, number two, we got that one, Halloween in 1978. That was one of the first ones there. And number one...
Wishmaster.
I've never even heard of that. What is that?
You never saw the movie Wishmaster with the genie?
I feel like with what I just said, that the answer is no, I have not. Number one movie. This is out in 1973, and there have been other ones like it. It is technically a series.
1973.
Yeah.
A series?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. Kind of like Halloween, but it's not like Jason or Texas Chainsaw. I'll tell you what this.
I was just about to say Texas Chainsaw, so I'm glad you did.
It's a paranormal kind of thing.
Like
listeners, do you have any idea which one I'm talking about? 1978.
Oh, what's the one where the man says, "Cause I'm smart."
What?
It was like on Poltergeist. The man, the old white guy that came to the door.
Oh, wait, was like, that was the Poltergeist?
I think so. Yeah.
I think that was The Exorcist. It's The Exorcist.
It's not Poltergeist.
No, it's The Exorcist.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, her fucking head turned around. Come on.
What about 19? Well, Poltergeist was scary too. He's here.
I mean, this is just according to studyfinds.org. I don't know who they're asking about white these people. Things. I was about to say that. I feel like it was some white folk.
White people.
I guess Get Out hadn't come out yet.
And you know, it's cool, you know, but still.
So what would you put on the list for your top five?
For me, definitely Arachnophobia because I'm scared of spiders.
Yeah, same.
Definitely Night of the Living Dead.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The black and white version.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Definitely, you know what I was afraid of?
What?
I was so afraid as a kid, like zombie movies. Like, so anything zombie movies, like Resident Evil would fuck me up as a kid. Yeah.
I mean, you know, like the army has like shit set up and ready at the CDC and in case there is a zombie apocalypse.
That's why it's scary.
Yeah.
And what else would I put on that list?
Your brains.
So, The Island of Dr. Moreau, that, or whatever, that shit used to scare the fuck out of me, too. With what's the guy from The Godfather? Jeez, I can't think of his name.
Big Mama's House was scary. I don't want to be that big when I'm older, so that you know, it just kind of scared me. I need to work out.
Oh, my God!
I like all the Paranormal Activity movies.
Adam's Family scared me.
Really?
Because it showed me, you know, how crazy I was and how I would probably be living my life in a big mansion with a cemetery in my backyard.
Oh, and we go to cemeteries all the time.
It'd be my family cemetery. Yeah. We have like their own personal cemetery.
Wow. Well, we should get a plot.
We can start right back here.
Yeah, we can start a plot.
We'd have to buy Wade's house out, though, so we can like...
Oh, you won't care.
Okay.
It's settled. We're going to start our own cemetery plot.
Okay. Yeah, see, yeah. What we're going to do is we're going to go in.
Yeah, geriatric millennials.
You're going to bully him. Future. I'm going to bust that nigga in the kneecaps and we're going to take his land, see?
Oh, okay.
We'll make him sign over the damn deed. What the fuck is going on?
I don't know, dude. Oh, it was the charger.
She's going to have so much fun tonight. Oh, I mean, tomorrow.
A blast. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Raw.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Did you ever try to outdo me?
Yes, Whitney.
Yo, if there's anything you can take from this podcast episode, it's meth. Don't do meth.
I do not condone that.
Okay. I said don't do meth. Also, maybe don't summon a demon into your home. Maybe don't do that. Don't do that. I just feel like that's professionally silly life rules. Thank you guys so much for listening. Subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you're using so that you'll be able to be notified when a new episode is posted. Shout out to Mello from the Tea Kettle Podcast.
Shout out to Ems.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Shout out to Ems.
Make sure you leave us both our podcast 5-star reviews.
Please.
Pretty please, pretty please. And you know, say something nice. Help us get popular and famous. We need you.
And call Amber.
Huh?
Call Amber.
Call me. Hit me up. 805-664-1828. Yes. If you want to be a part.
805-664-1828.
Right.
At the beep, okay. Please leave a message.
All right.
Boop.
Oh, we're still. Anyways, Amber, call me. I've been trying to reach you for quite. No, I'm just kidding. Yo, that is the podcast number. If you want to join in the fun and join in on the silly, you can call me and share some stories. Maybe you got some paranormal experiences that you would like to share. Maybe you got need some advice. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you got some drama you want to air out. Maybe you have some secrets you want to tell.
Call me. And when you feel.
Thank you.
Scary.
That's going to be our new theme song. Or you can hit me up at my email at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. All that information is down in the show notes along with my link tree, which has all my social medias all down there. Yeah. So next week, guys, you want to make sure you come back for part 2 of our Halloween fun.
Please, I'm going to have some scary stories and some haunts.
He's gonna. Oh, so Mello's gonna be a part of the part 2.
I will.
Part 2. Ha.
Janky, janky, janky.
So I've got a story. I got a couple of stories that I found from Reddit, some paranormal stories that I want to share with you guys. And more. You know, we bring the silly up in this bad boy.
You know, I know somebody that actually purchased a casket and they sleep in it.
A what?
A casket.
Ooh. Save that for next week. Like. I like that. Let's talk casket bedding.
Let's go to walmart.com.
Right. They probably have some at Ross or Burlington.
$3,500 starting.
And good. after we buy our casket bedding from Burlington, we can always buy some questionable snacks at the checkout counter.
Can you imagine it though?
What? Sleeping in a casket?
Delivering a casket to the house?
No.
Just having a big ass casket.
Yeah, like who, like can you like that's not something that any delivery driver would be used to. Like, oh, here's your casket, sign here. Like, what the fuck?
Mommy.
You should go to like the mortuary house or whatever.
It's a discount.
Like if I have the casket delivered to my house and send it to you, is it cheaper than I can just bring you the casket? Wow, it's a lot.
And who's going to carry that big thing?
Yeah, caskets are heavy. The pallbearers don't get there until the funeral starts.
Right.
So I don't know what's going on with that.
Well, if he wants to sleep in it, you know.
Oh, what was that chick? NCIS, Abby Shudo?
What?
NCIS. It's like a Law and Order show.
Did she sleep in a casket?
Yeah, her character slept in a casket. Abby Shudo, yeah.
Why?
Did you ever see the show? It's so great.
She slept in a casket.
Yeah, it's kind of like CSI and like police, but
why did she sleep in a casket?
But for the what do you call it?
What was the point of her sleeping in a casket?
She is a very eccentric character. She's very lovable, really funny, really misunderstood, and also kind of dark.
Oh, she's enjoying.
And her character is so beautiful too. Like, I love her character.
So she's like a perfect blend of a free spirit.
Kind of, yeah. And she's like the computer science who saves everybody's life because she knows how to hack things.
Is that the girl with the black pigtails?
Yeah.
I do know you're talking about.
Yeah, yes! Pluto.
She sleeps in the casket.
Yeah, on the show. Yeah.
I never knew that.
I think her real name is like Pearl or Pearly or
something. She's actually pretty.
Yeah, she really is.
Like a weird little Avril Lavigne way.
Yeah. Oh, Avril Lavigne was hot in the early
2000s. She's still hot.
I mean, yeah, but I dig that punk rocker thing.
She's still hot.
That was just a, oh, yeah.
She's still hot.
Yeah, I didn't say she wasn't.
Okay.
Calm down.
Oh, just saying.
Jesus.
She's still hot.
All right. So, yeah, make sure you guys stick for part 2 of more shenanigans from Amber and Mello here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Come, little children, we'll take thee away.
Speaking of which, we probably should check out Hocus Pocus 2.
Saw it already 3 times.
I didn't.
Bitch.
Wow.
Now.
Well, in all fairness, I did literally just tell you about 13 shows in this episode that you've never even seen.
Right.
So.
What's that one called?
Lucifer and The Good Place.
The Good Place. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. The Good Place.
Yeah, yeah. I think that might be on Hulu. That's how I was watching it before.
Okay, I'm with it. Let's do it.
Well, I guess that's it. And I'll see you guys next week for part two. Oh, don't forget, guys, down below in my show notes, I got my P.O. box down there as well. So anything that you want to send, you can. And we will open it on the YouTube channel, Professionally Silly. You can open it with us together.
Don't leave me.
Don't leave me.
Don't leave me.
Don't leave me.
Please don't leave me.
We're leaving, bitch. Once again, it's your Audible boot thing, Ever Smiles Jones.
Motherfucking Mellow.
Oh, and Mellow's here too. Thanks so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Enjoy the silly while you can and take it seriously with me right Bye. Here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's silly out here, y'all. Bye. All right, guys, so like I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, we have a new review on Apple Podcasts. Super excited about it. And it's coming from Twinkie3, and this is back in September the 27th of this year. And the title is Pro Silly Family. First of all, I love the sound of that, okay? I love that. Twinkie3 gave me 5 stars. Thank you so much. And they say, great time here with Amber. Laughs, interesting facts, and just a good old time. It's definitely silly over here. So shout out to Twinkie3. Thank you so much for leaving your review and your 5 stars. I'm telling you, when I get these things, it just feels amazing. It really is. It's like 1,000 champagne corks popping. Like, I feel legit, you know? I feel validated. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. The disrespect is real and it's here.
Definitely. Diagonally.
And Agnes, what are you doing?
Oh, Ruth, stop it.
Yo, what the fuck are we doing? Is that what we saw that night?
Girl.
It stayed.
What did you just do?
What's wrong? Oh, it's too loud?
Thank you.
Can you hear yourself?
One more notch.
What, up or down?
Yeah, up. There you go.
Okay. So the crazy thing to me.
Thank you.
Oh. Get out of my shit.
I can't wait.
I don't know what the fuck. Anyways, aliens exist. And stop fucking doing that.
Aliens exist, yes.
You know, let me know on the It's Pro Silly Twitter. Why did I say it so slowly like that? None of this makes sense.
Daddy, help me, Daddy.
Everything is wrong with the world.
Daddy, help me.
Why? Why? Dramatic as fuck. Testing. Testing. 1, 2, testicle. Scrotum. Penis. Testing. Did it work? Yo, it's a percent. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Don't do that, bitch.
Huh?
It's the process.
Right.
It's the process.
Let me look. Take 2. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Wait, is this one?
Hello? Nailed it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I love recording when he's not paying attention. It's the best.
I had no idea.
That bitch came out of nowhere. You know, the cat just jumped up on the table and scared the shit out of Mella. That's funny.
What's going on?
All right, so. Just so you know, we're starting to record at this moment.
To the bacon and the beans.
I don't know what that means.
To the nitty gritty.
Is that what that means?
I mean, basically.
Where is that from?
What the fuck? Like,
did you make that up?
Where are you from?
Where are you from? To the bacon and the beans.
To the bacon and the beans.
What are you doing?
There's a lot of static. Huh.
You still hear it?
It's going away.
Is that right?
There we are.
Okay.
Ah, Figo people. We fixed the problem.
The title that caught my eye was, oh, the pie's ready.
My cake is ready.
So the title is, I Hate You.
I hate me too.
The bloopers are going to be ridiculous.
I'm glad you can have bloopers.
Oh my God. Deputies quickly determined that he had not claimed. Wait, hold on. What? Okay, there we go. So,
yeah. Meth. That's how you start everything off. Meth.
Yeah, that should be the beginning of the whole fucking podcast. First thing they hear is meth. Oh my God.